Protesters were speaking out against Paladino's comments against the president and first lady, calling the remarks racist and sexist.
Paladino! Zimbabwe has called. They said that they are not willing to take you back.
But Paladino is not resigning. Even after the school board voted last week on a resolution asking him to leave, he remains. Community activist Lorna Hill says they are now circulating a petition appealing to Mayor Brown to send a direct request to Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya to remove Paladino.
Because he's our mayor, because every other elected official worth his salt has stood up. So now we need him. Every other, the Board of Education, the Common Council, right? So now it's his turn, that's all.
I've already made my statement about the school board member. I think those statements speak for themselves.
Mayor Brown responding to the protesters' request.
It is a process that I have no authority, no legal control over, and that process has already begun. With the members of the school board.
Last week, Brown joined several other leaders in calling for Paladino to resign. When pressed by reporters again for responding to this latest request, Brown insisted he's already stated his views.
I have provided leadership. I am going to focus on my job as mayor and moving this city forward. I'm not going to get caught up in that sideshow.
But there's no penalty for not doing this. We simply wish he would. Believe it or not, Mayor Brown is African-American. He should be insulted by this, too.
Activist Hill told the crowd Paladino's remarks are damaging to the psyche of all children, especially African-American children. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
We'll never be defeated.